Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 44 in the Shirim for Women. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, "Al toimer, don't say ma shehaya shayamim harishayim hayutayv me'ela. Don't say, oh, those older times, those earlier times were better than today's times. Ki loy michachma sha'alta al zais. Because that's not a question prompted by wisdom." Now, the question about this is, or Tversky brings it down, and then Bashkacha Pratis today, right before I was going to give the shir, I was learning Sefer Maryanayim in Yisrael, and he quotes this pasuk and goes into it. And Tversky asks a question. Don't we know that we're supposed to look at former generations to learn lessons from? Very often the wisdom of our forefathers, of our Oves and Mois and generations earlier, were wiser in many sense, in a large sense, than our own generation, that we could learn from. And here we're saying, don't learn from them. It's not a question prompted by wisdom to say that the olden days were better than our days. So how do you resolve that contradiction? Are we supposed to look at the past to learn lessons in the current present day? Or we're not supposed to look at the past to learn lessons from them? The answer is obvious. You could look at the past for two opposite reasons. One reason would be constructive, and the other reason would be destructive. So, for example, in Dvarim, when it says, "Remember the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Hashem took us out with great miracles in order to give us the Torah and to bring us to the mission of bringing the belief of one true Hashem to the world." You have that wisdom in the eyes of all the nations. So that type of reflection of the past is a responsibility on us. We're supposed to take the beauty of the glorious aspects of the past and the wisdom and to spread it out and break the confusion of our present day based on the clarity of the past. Then it's a positive thing. When Shlomo warns us not to glorify the past, that's in order to escape our responsibilities of today. So, for example, if you say to yourself, it was easy to keep Torah and mitzvahs when life was simpler, when you lived in the shtetl, rather than living in a city, when there were great tzaddikim, who were our leaders, versus tzaddikim of our generation that we feel fall short, or morality has changed, ethical principles are obsolete, it's more difficult, they didn't have cell phones, they didn't have internet, they didn't have this bombardment, so what do you expect from us? Those type of things, to say that, though the past, they were different than us, and they were better, and we're not, and therefore we have to just adapt it to today's stuff. That's not healthy. That's not healthy. So you have two ways to look at the past. Now, the way the Maryanayim explains this idea is he goes through a concept that is a little different than what we just mentioned. The idea being of always staying connected with Hashem and being loyal to Hashem and to yourself, no matter how you feel inside and no matter how up and down you feel in your levels. Now, what happens is, and then we're going to see how it ties into this particular pasuk. A person can never stay in one level. A human being is constantly moving, always either going up and going down. And even when they go down, it's for the purpose of going up. Sometimes you need to take a step down in order to go ahead. He says this, the Maryanayim, it's in Parshas Yisrael. The Maral talks about this a lot. He says, "Shebechol dover, with every substantive thing, tzarech liyos ha'eder koydem lahavaya. Absence or emptiness has to come before existence." Basically, the idea being is if when Hashem wants to open you up to a higher state of existence, to give you the greatest blessings, sometimes it's preceded by a darkness, by an absence. And the way a person handles that, when they feel they're slipping or they slipped into a lower level of consciousness, they need to believe that even then, no matter where you are, Molai Kol Ha'aretz Kavodai, Hashem fills the whole world with His glory. Les Asar Ponim Mineh, there's no place that's devoid of Him. That's a quote from Zayar. There's no place where Hashem isn't there, including within yourself. And even in that level where you are, wherever you are, even if it's right now what you believe a sinful existence, God is there too. He's contracted in there and he's there, and you can access him to bring yourself out. That is the idea. And he explains beautifully. You know, we all got praised when we said Nase v'nishma. We said we're going to do the mitzvahs even without first hearing what it's about. And it was a very high level. And the Malachim said, who gave that secret over to the Klal Yisrael to say the word Nase before the word Nishma? And he says a beautiful concept. Listen carefully. Nishma is a lesson, is an Indian of understanding. Nishma means that you have a comprehension and you have a high level of understanding and internalization. Nishma, you hear it. You hear it, you understand it, you absorb it, you feel it, it's internalized, you feel it within you. Nishma, and then Nasa would mean, Nishma, I hear, and I got to that state where I really feel connected to Hashem, and then Nasa, I will do accordingly. What Klal Yisrael is reverse. Nasa, I am connected, I'm going to do. The mitzvah connects me to Hashem. Then comes Nishma. Nishma is secondary, whether I feel it or not. Which means that when I fall from my level and some mindfulness is moved away from me, even then, I'm not going to lower my actual connection and loyalty to Hashem because my Nishma right now is weaker. Because I said Nasa first. Nasa means I'm going to do. I am loyal. Hashem fills the whole world, even this world, even the physicality, even in my lowly state, even after I fell down 10 floors. I'm in the bottom basement of the elevator right now. Nasa. I have no Nishma right now, but Nasa. That's the secret. They wonder, where is my life force? Where am I? What am I? Nasa. I'm connected. Va'atam advekim, you're always connected to Hashem. Even if you feel constricted, even though you fell from levels, you're still connected to Hashem. That is what Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit means. What does it mean, Shivisi? Literally means I place Hashem in opposite me or right in front of me always. But as the Baal Shem Tov used to say, Shove. It's equal. In other words, it makes no difference to me. Shivisi, Shove, I am equal. It's the same to me. I am equally connected, whether I am feel that connection to Hashem with an open clarity, physically, emotionally, spiritually, I feel the love and awe of Hashem, or Lenegdi, even if it's opposite me, meaning I feel a counter force. I fell from my level, but it's all Shivisi, it's all Shove. I'm connected to God even in my falling. And then this is where he brings the pasuk we said with Shlomo HaMelech, Al toimar ma yashaya shayomim harishonim hayotayim me'ela. Don't say, oh, how great those earlier days were. They were better than our days. Ki loy mechachma sha'alt azayis. He didn't ask us out of wisdom. What he translates to earlier days means those earlier days when you were close, you fell closer to God. He says there are foolish people that fall from their level and they go to the ground. And they don't go back up anymore. But don't say that. They're saying, oh, those good old days, they were better than now. When I was in yeshiva, or was I when I was in seminary, or was I was in my protective group, then I served God. But now that I fell from my level, but al toima king, don't say that. Ki loy mechach mashal tazais. It's not from wisdom that you're asking this, because true wisdom gives life. And true wisdom is to know that a person is fluid. It is up and down. Hashem made it that way. We sometimes fall from our levels in order to get up again. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. We will fall, we will get up again. Everyone needs to fall in order to grow. That is the way Hashem made us. That's why how we have his hischatzus every given day. That's why there's a concept of tshuva every single day. Tshuva does not just mean, you know, cleaning out your sins, but it means a constant renewal and awakening. So that's a very, very important point to learn. Another thing that Shlomo HaMelech says in another place, talking about physical wealth, that wealth causes a person to be brazen, or they are brazen, but wealth alone is not a cause to have a person to become chutzpahdik. It's very important not to feel arrogant or be arrogant because of your wealth. It's just a nugget of wisdom each day that Rabbi Twersky brings in the same page that he brought down that first thing that we talked about in this year. But to connect it to the theme that we talked about in the earlier shiurim, the last few earlier shiurim, about how despair, yiush, as we say, should not be part of a Jewish person's vocabulary. Nachum Breslev in Ayin Ches, the second volume, Ayin Ches, he says, you know, it's fascinating. His sefer is so deep and so complex in many ways, but so simple in many other ways. And he just throws out a line there, like he's like from the depths of his heart. Ein shum yish ba'olam klal. There's no such thing as despair. And it's difficult for some people when they got discouraged so many times and suffered setbacks, how not to feel that way. And you ask yourself, why did Hashem do this? And why did this happen? And you can't figure these things out. And sometimes we really, truly can't. But the idea is yiush is a falsehood. Because every downward trend could be a step propelling you forward. Is pretty much what we learned about earlier in this year. About how the falling is the getting up, and the getting up is the falling. There's a nasa. There's nothing that's fluid, but the saif, the end purpose is a correction. The end is Hashem will fix everything. And everything, we can't comprehend it because we see such a flawed, destructive world, mostly because of person's free will, humanity's free will, of choosing evil over good and allowing their worst self to take over, and a lot of damage is done to the world because of this. It's a broken world, but at the same time, it's a beautiful world. And we have to tap into that beautiful world that is hiding beneath that broken world that Hashem will reveal to us. Be'ezes Hashem, b'mheirah v'yameinu. And that's such an important thing. But every day, the Yetzer comes and convinces us, this is not your day. This is not your day. It's another person's day. It's not your day. And we have to fight that and counteract that. Every day is your day. Even if you're in that level of what we call, what the Sfarim calls, katnas ha-meichen. Katnas ha-meichen means small-mindedness. Hashem sometimes takes away our clarity. Helps us, makes us feel like sort of like a low. Like one day is like a lethargic downness or hopelessness. And we need to really strengthen ourselves in those lower days, in that meichen de katnis, and stay strong with it, and to recognize that they are days that gave off the most light. We don't comprehend it. We don't see that light right now. But that those days that seemed the darkest for us is really emitting great light. It is hidden light that will be revealed to us at Lavi. That is what it is. It's Commander Monach Bekufza. All this light is in a box. It's contained. Hashem is holding it for you. He says it's created light. If we would see the light of every mitzvah, we would be just blown out of existence. We'd be so overwhelmed by the goodness of it, by the simcha of it, by the pleasure of it. But Hashem hides it from us. Otherwise, we wouldn't have Bechira. But when we ultimately see it, we'll see all those struggles in the darkness, all that nasa that you did, the connecting to God, the loyalty to Him, even when you felt crummy, miserable sometimes. And you did it, you forced yourself and you did it. And you don't feel good about yourself about that. What I accomplished, it was like a struggle. But it's very precious and it will come to you in a time of need. And you will see Hashem holds that for you and He loves you for it. And don't ever think that He does not. He appreciates every effort of turning towards him despite whatever difficulty that you may have. Every turning to him is very, very precious in his eyes, and he loves you for it. Bracha v'atzlacha.